Four Little Friends. Look Up by Linda Pratt, based on a true story. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Psalm 121, verse 1. Stacy was thrilled to be with her family at the Nauvoo, Illinois Temple Open House. I must remember everything I see, she reminded herself. Grandma had not been able to come with them, but she had asked Stacy to pay close attention and tell her all about it later. Stacy studied the beautiful paintings of Jesus Christ on the walls and the carved wooden handrails on the stairs. Even though many people were visiting the temple, she felt a deep peace, as if she were all alone. I'll tell Grandma about the peaceful feeling, she thought. After visiting the temple, Stacy and her family walked around Nauvoo, admiring some of the other buildings. Suddenly, Stacy realized that she was not with her family anymore. She searched all through a tall brick building, but they weren't there. She felt a lump growing in her throat. She walked down the street as two fat tears rolled down her cheeks. Then she remembered that Daddy had parked their car near the temple. If I go to the temple, my family can find me, she realized. She looked right and left, but could not find the temple. Then she heard a voice in her mind, "Look up." She obeyed the voice and saw the white tall temple spire with the angel Moroni on top. When she reached the temple, she found her family looking for her. As she hugged her mother, Stacy said, "I'll tell Grandma about the pictures of Jesus and the peaceful feeling. But first I'll tell her that if you get lost, you should look up so you can find your way to the temple." Note, Linda Pratt is a member of the Mountain View 10th Ward. End of note. End of the story, Look Up, by Linda Pratt. The Crayon Month, by Julia White. A brand new box of crayons that's opened every year. October is God's gift to us when winter's drawing near. Red apples in big buckets, brown acorns for squirrels to hide. We bring home orange pumpkins for jack-o'-lanterns or pie. Black crows are in the cornfield, yellow hay soon fills the barn. Green leaves turn yellow and red, plump cats sleep in the sun. Loud geese fly south across the moon, silver starlight paints the creek. Pink cheeks greet chilly mornings, gray fog plays hide-and-seek. Marshmallows in my cocoa, white clouds in skies so blue. I just love October. Don't you just love it, too? Leaf Toss Game. Gather the most beautiful leaves you can find and arrange them in a circle. Choose a child to be the leader. He or she moves to the center of the circle. The others form a circle outside the leaves. The leader picks up a leaf and asks the child nearest to it, "What do you see as you fall from your tree?" The leader then tosses the leaf as high in the air as possible. Before the leaf hits the ground, the child must give an answer that rhymes with tree. For example, "I see a bee as I fall from my tree." The leader then asks the child clockwise from the first the same question. After the leader tosses the leaf, this child must repeat the first answer and add a rhyming word before the leaf hits the ground. For example, "I see a bee and the sea as I fall from my tree," and so on. The first child who forgets or mixes up past rhymes, can't think of a new one, or fails to finish before the leaf hits the ground, becomes the new leader. The game starts over with a new rhyming word. For example, "What do you spy as you fall from the sky?" The child clockwise from the last player must give an answer that rhymes with sky, and so on. End of Leaf Toss Game. End of the section for Little Friends. F.H.E.